Parak Gimel of Masechta Shviyos, Mishnah Gimel, continues to explain Shitas Rabbi Shimon, with which we concluded Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon said at the end of Mishnah Beis that, unlike the other opinion in the Mishnah, that one may only make three ashpathos, three piles of zevil, of fertilizer, during Shviyos year to put in his yard in anticipation of Motzai Shviyos to use after Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon holds that one may make even more than three piles and doesn't have to be choshesh, doesn't have to worry about Marizayim. Mishnah Gimel begins, Ose Adam es Sadeyu Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatos Leveisa Yaser Miken Machatziv Divrei Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah begins by saying, one may make three piles of zevel, of fertilizer, in his yard, in his field, on Shviyas. That was obviously the opinion of the Tanakhama in Mishnah Beis, of the first opinion in Mishnah Beis. Yatzer Miken, Shitas Rabbi Shimon, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, as we mentioned, is that one can have more. So if one does have more than three piles, in other words, four or five piles, according to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is, the Mishnah adds, Machatziv. The halacha is that one can't put them all in a row, but rather one needs to put them in specific areas next to each other. It can't be in a straight row, but could rather be in a few together, in a few piles next to each other. Obviously, the reasoning is, mipnei maris ayin, that if they're in a specific arrangement, then it won't look like one is actually planning on using it, as opposed to if they are lined up, so it looks as if the person wants to be mezavah, wants to fertilize his field on Shviyas, on Shemitah, which is something that's aser. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah continues, v'chachamim osrin ad she'yamik shlosha, o ad she'yagbia shlosha. So now we learn something new in Chachamim, in the first opinion of Mishnah Beis as well. Chachamim, who we thought holds that you can't add any ashpatos, you can't add any piles of zevil on Shemitah. So Chachamim say, no, you can add, provided that there's one of two conditions met. Either you have to dig a pit, which is three tefachim deep, and put your pile of zevil in that pit, or make a mound of dirt three tefachim high and put the ashpatos of zevil on top of that. In other words, one can have more than three piles of zevil. It just has to be nicker. It has to be able to easily seen by people who are passing by that this isn't a regular pile which one is planning to be mezavel his field with, but rather he's saving it for later. He's saving it for after Shviyas at a time when it'll be mutter to fertilize your field. And the Mishnah continues, Ose Adam es Zivlo Otsar. Rabbi Meir Oser Achi Yamik Shlosho Achi Agbia Shlosho. One may, however, the Mishnah says, according to Chachamim, presumably, make his zevel, make his fertilizer, otzer. What it means is to take one pile and to have even more than a shear of three ashpatos. We mentioned the size of a mound in the earlier Mishnah, but the halacha here, the Mishnah says, is as long as it's all in one pile, as opposed to spreading it into different piles, you can have even a bigger shear than even a bigger measurement than we mentioned. However, Rabbi Meir, Oser, Achi Yamik Shlosha, Achi Agbia Shlosha. Rabbi Meir maintains that even in such a situation, even though you're making such a big mound, which presumably, according to Chachamim, is not a problem of Marisayin, because one doesn't use such big mounds when he's fertilizing his field. Nonetheless, Rabbi Meir says, you have to be ma'amik shlosha, dig a three tefachim pit in order to put the zevel in it, or make a three, or achi agbia shlosha, make a mound three tefachim high, in order that it's nicker, in order that one will know that you're not planning on using it now, but rather for after Shviyas. Hayulo davar mu'at, mosif alav v'holich, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, osa achi yamik shlosha, achi agbia shlosha, o achi yitain al hasela. The Mishnah continues with another halacha. Let's say one doesn't have all his fertilizer at once, or he wants to bring it out slowly into his field. So he may bring less than the measurement that we mentioned in Mishnah Beis of how much each pile has to be, And even though that may seem on its own as if one is planning on fertilizing or is fertilizing his field now on Shvi'ith, nonetheless, as long as he's continuing to add to that pile and it's going to get up to the shear, one doesn't have to bring it all at once in the shear, but rather can add up to that shear. However, Abulazar ben Azariah says that's usur. Even that has a problem of Maris Ayin, that if one were to walk by, if a person walks by and sees your field and you have less than a shear, small amounts, so it seems as if you are fertilizing your field. Even though you're planning on adding more, it doesn't seem that way. However, Abulazar ben Azariah, like the opinions earlier who answered in this Mishnah, does have conditions on which he would be matir, and that is achiyamik shlosha, achiyag bia shlosha, those two conditions we already mentioned. If you have a three tvachim deep pit or a three tvachim high mound that you put the zevel onto, he adds achiyitein ala sela, or if you put it onto a stone which is not roi lizria, which in other words, it's not ground. So there's no reason that a person would put fertilizer on a stone. The only reason to put fertilizer is so that the ground grows, so the crops grow better. But if you put it on a stone, that is nicker, that is easily understood by people passing by, that you are not being mezavel your field, that you're not fertilizing it. Perek Gimel of Maseches Shvi'ith, Mishnah Dalet, deals with the following issue. If a person wants to have his tzon, his sheep, on his field during Shvi'ith, so it could potentially raise a problem of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin in this situation would be that if you have tzon, if you have sheep, so of course they are going to cause zevel. They will naturally create fertilizer. So having them on your field would probably presumably pose a problem of Maris Ayin, that people walking by would see the zevel of the sheep, of the tzon, and would thus think that you're being mezavel, you're fertilizing your field on Shvi'ith, which is also. So what can one do if he wants to keep his sheep and needs to make a place for them on his field? So the Mishnah begins by explaining, Hamidayer es sadeyu. If one wants to keep sheep on his field, so what he can do is make a deer. He could be medayer. He could make a hut on his field to put the sheep into, to keep the sheep in. So what is the shear? What is the measurement of that deer, of that hut? Ose sahar levei sasayim. Oker shalosh ruchos umaniach esayim tzois. Nimtza medayer beit arba'as se'in. What a person can do, the Mishnah says, is that he can make a place that is surrounded by walls, a sahar, and put his sheep into it. The sahar can be, the Mishnah explains, two sasayim, two seyas. Two sasayim is 150 amma. Now, if that area fills up with zevel, you had all your sheep in that area, now you want to move them. You want to move them somewhere else. So what you can do is you keep the middle wall, or keep one wall of that sahar, of that hut, and now take the other three walls and place them on the other side, which would come out, obviously, that you end up having a space of four seya, because two on one side that you began your sahar with, you began your deer, your hut with, and now two sa'a on the other side, and you'll have zevel on four seyas. And even though it might seem as if you're being mezavel your sada, this does not pose a problem of Maris Ayin. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Beis Shmonas Se'in. Shimon Gamliel says, one doesn't have to worry about Maris Ayin and make the deer, make the hut only two sa'al space. Rather, one can have the space eight sa'al. Hayasa kol sadeyu, Beis Arba'as Soin. What if, according to Tanakhama, according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, who allows only total space of four sa'a for your sahar, for your hut, what if your whole field is only four sa'a? So now it'll pose a real problem of Maris Ayin, because your whole field, which is four sa'a, is filled with zevel, filled with the fertilizer, which the tzon, which the sheep created. So what's the halakha then? How can you avoid a problem of Maris Ayin? Meshayer mimena miktas, mipnei Maris Ayin umotzi min asar v'notin musof sadayu kiderech ha-mezavelin. The Mishnah explains what one must do if his whole field is four sa'a space, is that he needs to leave somewhat of a space, needs to have a little bit of space which is not filled with a sahar, which does not contain any sheep, in which case it'll be clear to a person passing by that he's not planning on being mezavel his sadeh on Shvi'is, that he's not planning on fertilizing his field on Shvi'is, but rather he's just finding a place for his sheep. Umotzi min hasar, the Mishnah says, v'nosim masoch sadeyu kederech ha-mezabelim. And the halacha is that if your sahar, if, which will of course occur, your hut fills with zevel, fills with the excrement, with the fertilizer from the sheep, so one can take it out and put it into his field, kederech ha-mezabelim, like people normally do fertilize, even though that's not your intent, a person passing by might mistakenly think you are planning on being mezavel your sadeh. However, the Mishnah says that since you have your hut over there, your sahar, on your field, taking the fertilizer out, taking the zevel out, doesn't constitute a problem of maris ha'ayin.